punya arti satu, ku ingin miliki dirimu.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Welcome back to Indonesia Today by The Voice of Indonesia. And I'm Stevie, will be in here with you with a lot of information related to Indonesia. For example, the evacuation process of Indonesians from Iran, and also our relationship with different countries. And all about it is available on voanews.id and the application RRI Digital. So stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto appreciated Russia's support for Indonesia's full membership in BRICS. Reported by antaranews.com, he then highlighted positive developments in bilateral relations between Indonesia and Russia, especially in the economic, trade, and other strategic sectors. And during a bilateral meeting at the Konstantinovsky Palace, St. Petersburg, on June the 19th, Russian President Vladimir Putin emphasized that the relations between Indonesia and Russia continue to develop consistently, with an increase in trade volume and the potential for wider cooperation in the agricultural sector, space exploration, energy and military, and technical cooperation. Indonesia's foreign ministry confirmed that Indonesians evacuated from Iran due to the ongoing war with Israel will be flown home in phases on Monday. Reported by antaranews.com, Director for Protection of Indonesia, Yuda Yunugraha, disclosed the evacuation flight plan in his written remarks that the first batch of flights by commercial airlines will depart on Monday, June 23rd, and expected to arrive in Jakarta on June 24th. The Foreign Ministry will continue monitoring the 97 individuals evacuated from Iran to Azerbaijan before their flights home, he said, while assuring their safety in Baku. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dan takkan mendapatkan yang diinginkan dan diimpikan. Semua usaha hanya sia-sia. Namun tiap ku dengar namamu, makin terbayang masa depanku, semakin jelas tujuan harus lakukan. Saat aku dan kamu bicara tentang harapan dan cita-cita, semua yang kita damba akan terasa seperti amat nyata.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikamu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa saling cinta namun rahasia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
Ale butet, da sa palang merah di negara alebute. Iroge, doge, doge, idoge, idoge, doge. Iroge, doge.
Welcome to the radio service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world listener. Let's talk about the weather for today. As quoted from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. So basically, in Indonesia, it's still going to be raining here and there. Like in the Medan, Denpasar, Bali, and then in Serang, Bengkulu, Yogyakarta, Central Jakarta, and also in Bandung, Semarang, Samarinda, Tanjung Pinang, and also in Palembang this evening. And the other ones will be facing rain in this afternoon, like in Padang, and also in Palu, Makassar, and Ambon. And the cities I mentioned are only raining with light to moderate intensity. And here comes the warning for people that might be facing a rather heavier rain, which is going to be happening in Banjarbaru, Pangkal Pinang, Bandar Lampung, Mamuju, Manokwari, and Nabire. Heavy rain accompanied by thunder is forecasted to be coming to these cities and potentially happening in the morning and in the afternoon. So if this kind of weather is coming your way, please make sure to be more careful in doing your activities, like carefully when you're driving, and maybe avoid any high-risk mobility like hiking and so many things. And also, besides the raining, some other places in Indonesia forecasted to be sunny yet a little bit cloudy, including in Banda Aceh, in Surabaya, and in Pontianak. So that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. I wish you a very, very nice day, despite the weather itself. More from Indonesia is coming up next. Our station on air radio service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
When I'm with you, the stars are running through my head. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how this will end. Wish I could help it. I'm bored and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running round, please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave, cause I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, forget this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
This makes perfect, but I don't know if we're cost. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something I've been missing all along.
I know it's tough, I had enough of always running round to please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Think it's time to leave, cause
I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, forget this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Something, something, something new. Something.
So the latest update related to the Strait of Hormuz in Iran is that the Parliament of Iran on Sunday has approved the recommendation or the proposal to block the Strait of Hormuz for all activities following the attack by US against the nuclear facility belonging to Iran. Reported by AntennaNews.com, the Strait of Hormuz is one of the most important sea route for the traffic of global oil supply. And a lot of countries are quite concerned about this. And it is stated by the local press, which is Iran Press TV, which says that the final decision about that will be inaugurated by the National Security Council of Iran. In the meantime, POTUS Donald Trump on Sunday morning stated that the US military has launched attack against three nuclear facilities of Iran, namely in Fordow, Natanz, and Isfahan. And this assault happened amid the escalation following the Israeli military attack that which was backed by the US against Iran since 13th of June, which triggered a retaliatory attack from Tehran. And then, how will this affect the other countries, including Indonesia? We'll find it out after this one.
But someone around, jadi yang paling salah. Sementara kau dengannya, aku yang kini terpulang. Kau jadikan pejuang. Sudah kali ini aku tahu.
For Refrench with Sadra, and you're still tuned to the Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. And we are still talking the blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. So, because it is one of the most important oil route for the global community, including Indonesia, Indonesia is preparing for the, well, several scenarios. So, reported by Internews.com, Indonesian oil and gas company PT Pertamina is preparing alternative route for crude oil distribution like Oman and India in response to the decision made by the Iranian parliament to block or to close down the Strait of Hormuz, which is resulting from the conflict from Iran and Israel. Vice President Corporate Communication Pertamina Fajar Joko Santoso said that Pertamina has anticipated that, and he also said that the closure of Strait of Hormuz will affect the crude oil distribution because some 20% of crude oil sale is passing through this strait. Nevertheless, Fajar said that the domestic crude oil stock is still safe and still secure, while the operational cost will be affected by the change in the route itself, and it is still under calculation. And on the other hand, listener, they're not only talking about the route itself. Corporate Secretary PT Pertamina International Shipping, Muhammad Badon, also said that besides preparing alternative route, the Pertamina International Shipping is considering also prioritizing the safety of all the crews and ships belonging to Pertamina International Shipping. So, the company also will carry oil according to the supply route and the needs of Indonesia.
Telah lama aku menyimpan surat cinta ini, surat cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Satu dan dua hari ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hati. Yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali.
After this, we'll have a story about Sampyong from Majalengka.
Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, izinkan
seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, dan untuk dirimu di hatiku sendiri. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku sendiri. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sakit, peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt, peres in Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih. Or eucalyptus oil, minyak angin, warming oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundanese Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu. Jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul
what
itu harus diam gitu.
What dangerous is avoiding? So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Nah, yang menghindar itu
those
yang bahaya.
Who avoid
kalau
will hurt instead.
Harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simporem Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simporem, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simporem Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rattan bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of cloth to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heat and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi itu. Jadi Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
Three beatings. That's the essence of sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of sampyong art in Majalengka region, Siwes, Java province. The origin of sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from kaulinan or games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Asikin said, sampyong art evolution still continues from kaulinan or savior games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Asikin added, kaulinan or savior changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and under thigh. Only three beat, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is three, pyong is beat. So no more battle after three. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense. And it's packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, or two taps means paleredan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in sampyong there's a regulation, and at that time people still love sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community,
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Aceng Hidayat, sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
bikin semangat apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Aceng said in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join. If Sampyong lovers join, Malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist perform Sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan Malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how Malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya, mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes Sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka Sampyong art, Aceng added that he would keep promoting Sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done, not only by Aceng, Asikin, or Mang Kiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service, when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in various cities and West Java. Because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like contemplating dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajaten. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di Pekalongan gitu di Sampyong Dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda penca, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda penca, Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan...
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul, tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai, dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Sevier Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Perancis, yang sering itu
the
dari
foreign tourists come from the US, France, and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway, but they do not come in entourage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts, including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka, termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong and Gauk at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gemah Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat, pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan, kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang penca sama untuk mendukung seni sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regions in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from